The workbook, class one workbook.
Yeah.
The basic units are already in progress. And that's the primary function of the body and the transformer. Secondary function of the body and the transformer. If you trace them, you know, have the same relationship pattern set up in the human body, a different organ and different things. So, if you go back to your basic cell of organ, let's see if you can remember them. What are the basic cells?
Carbon, calcium, chlorine, sodium, sulfur, silicone, magnesium, manganese, iron, fluorine. I have
manganese.
Hey, you forgot the potassium.
Oh, just some potassium.
Oh. Well, where they're assigned to different parts of the clock, that's the basic point of reference for your search. But you have to have those minerals in your body 2 times a day. Regardless of how you live or where you live. So we are not concerned with the minerals per se. We're concerned that you get it into your body 3 times a day. Because you eat 3 times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. On the trees, above the ground, and 2 levels and 4 levels. In the ocean, and birds, and eggs, on the liquid ground. These plants don't care if you don't obey the law. They're very rich. All they know is to extract minerals out of the soil to form food. And a potato will never become a tomato, and a tomato will never become a tomato. But all three of them will take out of the soil silicon. And they'll all three be 3 different foods. If you use them at the wrong time, you'll get by up to 30 years. Then the body will take its toll on you for the next 30 years. Up to you to clean up. You can only shorten the time span in reference to the time of eating. Or you can't clean up your body too. There's no way you don't clean up yourself. So basically, the minerals are set. Now when it comes to the trace minerals, they are even more set. So that's the reason I'm coming tonight. Where are these trace minerals? So we go over the basic minerals. They have 3 functions. One function of all minerals, the what's the second function?
Monitor.
And the third function?
Yes.
What kind of
cooperative minerals? Cooperative.
Good, okay. So that's their help. If you're sick, you know why you're sick. Nobody gave food. You put the food in at the wrong time, it broke the rules of how it grows, then you have that problem. Now, we didn't cover one thing that we want to clear in your mind. There's only one side of cooking that the body does not accept.
Fried.
Eat fried. Your body will break down more and more as you eat the deep fried. It will fry up, and therefore it's something that you do. And then you have a problem. Eighty percent of your diet should be raw. 20% of your diet should be cooked. So throughout the entire day, from morning to evening, all the raw foods add up to the 80%. Your breakfast in the morning should be enough. Even the day you have your salad, your grains, your seeds, and well, this is a hit, and we have the right here. So therefore, this should be the part of the right here. The left is.
Do you want a chair to sit on?
If you do, we've got
there's
this
one right there, yeah.
Wow. In the red, we have I sent him my got him. Neon. Radon. Cadmium. I think that sounds funny to hear Superman, Krypton, that your body has to have Krypton to stay alive. And then you feel it. Very small Krypton. That's in the red one.
What's the best source of it?
Aluminum. Antimony. Arsenic. Boron, Xenon, Copper, Helium. Selenium.
Didn't Bruce used to have selenium? Did Bruce used to have selenium?
In Florida, there's very little selenium in the water in Florida. A lot of people are getting sick from something. You know,
that's why they call it shingle.
Oh, is that what it is? Shingle.
Oh, it's a lack of that.
The yellow. All of the government. Rhodium. Lithium. Cerium.
Gold.
There's a
colony. Silver.
Wait, I saw
that. Titanium. In between the yellow and the green is called a lemon. That has vanadium. And lanthanum. Green has about one more than yellow, iodine. These guys do it. And the green also has iodine. Barium. Radium. Tellurium. Thank you.
in between the blue and the green, you have a condition called turquoise. And in the turquoise, you have chromium. Mercury. Nickel. Niobium. Zinc. Tantalum. The blue, potassium, and India. Pretty cool. Right now?
They're not on the periodic table. No, 36 radical. One is on the periodic table. Minus takeoff, so 36 from...
How many are 108?
That's what we got on the periodic table. Now, where are these radicals from?
Yeah, in the nine openings
of your temple. For an early man painted the nine-door temple, and painted the gremlin of the door of the temple, nobody knew what the hell he was thinking. He was probably the crazy artist. He was a crazy artist. He was creating facts of physics in an art form. You have nine openings in your body, you know something?
Aye.
So when you read the yoga, you read all the books you have with nine openings kept in. So these yogis were a little bit off in a bit.
It's a terrible.
Well, when
they did it.
Well, here, not the door.
Did I do them all? Yeah, you did. One more. The tenth one. Where's that?
Put the medulla on?
Here?
This one.
Oh,
this one. You doesn't come through by the door with a key. All the religion talking figures, but not talking religion. So your tenth door is there.
Uh-huh.
You can't enter by using blood. If you did use blood, what is your feeling yourself from? You're feeling yourself from the biological atmosphere of the memory of making a journey that you're going to do. So you look to the brain nerve of the brain. That's the energy journey to you. So, if they go this route, by drugs, go this route by meditation.
Is our soil becoming depleted of the minerals so that our food is deficient? How about chemical fertilizers? Are they?
Chemical fertilizers can be fixed fertilizers back into the sky, some elements that are missing.
Well, in other words, the artificial ones are actually the same thing as the organic.
There are only layers, there are only one type of mineral, an organic mineral. Inorganic with a label taken from the soil already made it. Accumulated here in a certain location, and they mine it.
Yeah.
They didn't take it out of the plant, but they call it inorganic. But where is that a mineral coming from?
Yeah, in other words, it's okay that the so-called chemical fertilizers, it's all the same, you just said.
But well, don't get confused with the word.
Yeah.
What is a chemical fertilizer?
Yeah.
It's a label for what?
I don't know what the difference is.
A chemical fertilizer is a label for what? For trace elements or minerals? For urea. Talking urea. Renuray?
Urea is mostly nitrogen.
Chemical fertilizer is just a nice label for what?
There's a man who has a health food store. What's a chemical fertilizer?
Chemical fertilizer?
No, that's just called a chemical fertilizer, or that's a label for what?
Wow, pesticides are different.
Yeah.
That's another label for something else. Good grief, where you people come from.
A label for a product. A label for,
they mine it. And the other stuff comes from decayed organic matter.
What are you taking out of the soil that you're calling it a fertilizer?
The minerals.
Now, what are the minerals?
What are the minerals? Well, minerals and minerals.
I'm thinking you get ammonia.
That's
NH4, and what I heard about arthrocyanide is too much nitrous and
you
want
to tell them what you take out of the soil? You call this a chemical fertilizer?
Organic,
huh?
Organic means to come from living or dead carbon based
materials. A tree that decomposes in the soil containing iron, sulfur, phosphorus, potassium, that's the element we're talking about.
Yeah.
They're in that tree. That tree can be a tree if it didn't have elements.
Yeah.
It's rotten in the soil.
Right.
A man comes along and finds a big chunk of it and separates it and calls it chemical fertilizer. And you buy it, don't even know what the heck you bought.
Yeah.
He sells it and calls it a what? A mineral vitamin tablet?
Yeah.
Because you want it presented in your house, nice and beautiful, and you don't want to take it out of the soil. You know. See?
And boy, you pay a fortune for that chemical fertilizer.
You're only paying for the name, you're not paying for the mineral. The mineral is already still another at one place.
Doesn't make any difference except it costs the farmer a pretty penny. I know I bought a lot of
fertilizer. What's the matter with his name? When they use the word fertile, what are they using it to represent what?
Fertile means it has the nutrients that the plants are going to need and use to grow.
You got a dictionary in this one?
I don't know. Ed, we need your dictionary. Fertile means to grow, to produce.
Fertile soil.
Ed! Hadana wants your dictionary. Tell me where it is. Yeah,
you
moved everything around.
That woman is unfertile, therefore she should be thrown in the hospital to take this dead baby out.
You can't bear children. You can't grow anything.
Why
can't reproduce?
Now hear what you just said.
Reproduce.
So what the heck are you getting your word from?
So, what is a fertilizer? It's a mineral content of certain types of minerals of a certain weight and pH factor put upon the ground to do what? Speed up what?
The growing process. Well, I know one thing about farming.
It's farming the egg, meat, and all over there. It's a constant, ongoing thing, even in death.
What they say about the organic, so-called organic stuff.
Organic.
You put that on plants, and it's a slow release, and the plants use it over a while. And I know this about sulfate of ammonia. Like you put it on your lawn, you know, it doesn't take long. Boy, does that give that a it really grows fast. But the thing is short-lived,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to apply it again.
Mm-hmm.
But what they say about the organic stuff is that it sort of releases the nutrients. Are you laughing at me?
No, we're just laughing at this whole process.
Okay, I'm going to read the definition of fertile.
Yeah, okay.
Fertile. Definition one, producing abundantly, fruitful. Two, able to produce young. And three, seed, fruit, pollen, spores.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Able to produce young, seed, fruit, pollen, spores, etc. Three is fertilized. You can have fertile land and fruitful. Producing abundance.
Able to produce what? Seed what?
Yeah, able to produce young. And
young.
And that means like seeds, fruit, small, or whatever.
If you're going to produce a young, you got to what? Germinate it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is fertilization doing? It's setting up a germinal action in a plant.
Hmm.
If we use the fertilizer to speed up the germinal action of the plant.
Okay.
So the end product comes out sooner or later.
Sure.
Do you understand what fertilization is?
Yeah,
sure does.
Talking of time, chemistry. Certain chemicals have to be used at a certain time to get a certain result in terms of a size or a weight. But you want an 8-pound pumpkin in 2.5 months, you take a gallon of the stuff comprising of certain basic elements, maybe sulfur or phosphorus or potassium or zinc, and throw it on top of that pumpkin plant and wait and see what happens. So you did what? Speed up its fertilization action? To do what? Produce a pumpkin in half the time, twice as quick? Right? That's exactly what you do. So these minerals are already set, they're not going to change. They're in your body, and the plant in the ground is extracting it according to how it grows. Tomato takes out certain elements out of the soil to make it into a tomato. An apple takes out the same elements out of the soil to make it into an apple, what is the difference between the two?
Genetic structure, the seed, time.
Well, can I take that one step further?
Go ahead.
The Greek word for organism means sound producing. An instrument of sound is organimos. Organimos means an instrument of sound. So the Greeks used the word organimos to mean any instrument that played music. So all of these elements have a specific tonation, which will produce a specific geometry. And in their weight and in their attraction, they will produce...
In their weight and their attraction of their magnetic play upon each other determines what type comes out to be called an apple.
What type of geometry?
Tomato.
Right.
But the sonic, otherwise as organa, triggers the attraction repulsion between the minerals, setting up a geometry to its weight. So tomato may have the same iron, calcium, phosphorus like an apple, but the only difference between the two is set by the organic frequency to let them have two different weights.
Which is a different speed.
That's right. So their quantum is determined by the sound frequency. All these dishes are made because that's exactly what you read in the church. You go to church and sing in the choir, glory, hallelujah, or never understand what the heck you're singing. But that's exactly what we're talking about. We haven't even begun to label the clock in terms of it. Musical scale. So that's why I don't rush
you. You know, we've done that on our worksheet.
Nope. That's another solar class altogether. Nope. That's beyond four.
Mm.
We haven't gone into that yet.
The
barely touches it.
So let's get the patch down on the way. It is very hot. The elements are here within the color spectrum at a certain time of the day.
Number one.
Let's each question have a come on. What am I eating? Food or minerals? But look, the shape you see.
And that's because of the resonance?
Sound in the
world. Eating vibration.
Of course, that's why Jesus was a smart man. The man doesn't live by bread alone. This is a label for what? Minerals. But by every word, the frequencies that make up the object. So, what do I call this object?
Radish?
Onion.
Onion.
An ion. An ion, yeah. So what is an onion made of?
It's an ion generator.
How many of that, everybody?
And a whole bunch of other things.
What is this?
Isn't it sulfur? No, not.
A hazard on a little street. They're coming very fast, stopping suddenly. And children have to cross, over to go to school. So they be alone. Take the taxi with the car, or could they be given some kind of a protection?
Given protection.
And if you hire some guy with a stop sign to stop the traffic, would you call that? Preservative of the child's life against the abuse of the child. So is he a danger to the child?
Pardon?
Is he a danger to the child?
Is he a danger to no?
Only if he doesn't pay attention.
And then every preservative that you read about is doing the same phenomenon. They take some minerals, they insulate certain minerals against other minerals. So where's the preservative now?
which is the danger, which is blown way out of proportion.
The development
the same with organic and inorganic.
The general public isn't informed, because if they were informed, the general public would be out of business. So what was it called, that fellow who walked with stop sign in the morning to protect his kid from crossing the street?
He's a monitor. From a crosswalk monitor.
I was one of those guys. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And is he monitoring the guest?
Right.
Or a policeman?
That's the same phenomena that's happening. When you buy a preservative put upon the food to insulate it against a bug?
With spoilage? Shelf life?
So is it a threat to you? Beat it?
I hope it takes care of the food. Maybe it does. Maybe George brings his life.
The food already.
Isn't that like a piano tuner?
What happens to them when they get in your body, though? Then do they break down and let the cars, you know, process them? Once they're in the classroom there? That's what I wonder.
So preservatives are minerals just like any other minerals?
There'll be more. And there's things
to hide, but they'd be bad for your body, right?
Well, it depends on their geometry then, and their weight.
Or with the time, the minerals that they preserve it with.
Now you'll get this one. Okay. Then we'll use arsenic.
You leave it,
Will you eat arsenic?
Me?
Would I eat arsenic? In small amounts, I wouldn't mind eating it there in the, you know, it's like a little bit before noon. That's fine. But I don't want to eat the waste oil. That's too much. Mm-hmm. In a small amount at 10 o'clock, fine. It's everywhere. How can you avoid it anyway? For trace minerals. Good.
How do you know it's either the 10 o'clock?
Well, because I'm just studying this chart now. I'm being dogmatic now.
Actually, you could eat it any time of the day, but you have to know what source it is in at that time. If you're going to get it from seed, it's going to be in the middle of the day.
What's the food that arsenic is high in? What's the morning food that arsenic is high in? The heart noon time. Arsenic is in citrus?
You can have it with the almonds.
So arsenic is an almond?
An almond.
If the fact is, they're more bitter than apricot
bit. Yeah, apricot bit.
Someone says that,
They are really potent.
And then you get scared of that.
Bitter.
The word after.
they're all fed. It's a positive issue. And it takes 3 grains to kill it. And 4 grains to kill it?
No. But I don't know.
Do you take it at the right time?
That's right. You don't, does the dog not take it? So you can either have a handful of apricot bits, or you kill it.
Yeah. You got more than 4 grains, huh? Or not in the morning?
But you're saying you should have them like at heart.
When would you have got the
pit? Or is that considered a seed, I guess?
No, it could go from a tree.
We made it.
You should eat it at summit time according to the fact that it grows on a tree in the morning.
That's what I thought initially, but although. Would that be considered a kind of a seed, a pit?
What is that apricot pit called? A pit or a nut?
Pit?
Kernel.
Ah, so it would be a...
It would
be a type of nut.
It's called a kernel.
So?
If it's a nut, it's in the morning.
Is it a nut?
Yes, it's a nut.
How can you be a kernel if you're not a nut?
It's in the exact same family as the almond.
You got a kernel, you got a anything that is inside of a fruit is called a seed, a pit, or a nut, or a kernel. Those are only fancy names for what? The generic product with its minerals for reproducing its kind. Mm-hmm. If it grows in a tree, it lodges in a tree. So I don't know of it having any effect on you and the human body if you eat it in the morning. I've done it before. I took the actual arsenic with the guinea pig at the right time and give it to the other two at the wrong time. They're dead and me and my still body still alive. I don't know of any poison taken in the right mind. Has any effect on your body. The wrong time is a killer. The right time is one.
How much do you take?
Well, I left some Larissa in the pork salad. I think how much pork salad could you make in it?
Pork salad?
Very high in cyanide.
Pork salad? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not even sure what that is, but I think it has to do with the salad.
Okay, well, let somebody tell you, they're in this room right now. It's a thing to know about pork salad.
You were there at the
time. Well, Donna and I were both there. Mm-hmm. What, you mean about how much we ate? I don't know how much we ate, but we ate about a salad, you know, salad amount worth. And
of what?
It's poke salad. And you know, it's a green that you, it's a green herb that looks a lot like spinach, but you mustn't eat it raw because it's very poisonous.
Well, you can't even eat it cooked.
You,
have to
you
be,
eat it
has
cooked,
to cooked
three times. Yeah, you do eat it cooked. And but we didn't do that because this girl from the city never seen it, but we spinach and chopped it up and gave it to us. But I don't know how much. I mean, we had too much, but we didn't die.
We had too much, so keep our thoughts.
And we had flowers and seeds too.
Didn't take much.
So what happened?
Did you get sick? Yeah, we almost died. All of us. There were 11 of us.
Oh, for
heaven's sake. But I didn't realize it was cyanide.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Well, you didn't eat it at the right time then?
Yeah, we ate it at the right time. We ate it in the middle of the day.
Mm.
And it was the middle of the day.
But being a
trace
mineral, it was just
but
too much.
We didn't die, that's the thing. We
mm-hmm.
didn't die, yeah.
What happened to you? Did you get all shaky and stuff?
Well, you start vomiting up the membrane of your own intestinal system. Mm. It's pretty intense stuff.
Kind of like bad acid.
Yeah, you take it by mistake,
or
yeah, with spatula
and
meal.
Who's intention? It was an experiment.
Yeah, help yourself.
A homeopathic remedy of arsenic.
Yeah, they ate a lot of.
Well, I've heard about that in the South. Don't they eat it a lot?
Yeah, but they cook it. You cook it and then fill up the water and add more water, and you cook it again, fill up the water. Oh.
All the magnets were in the right place. Nice. Right, so.
I didn't know what it was, but I have heard of it.
Yeah. It's pretty good eating it raw, I'll tell you.
Gee whiz.
Until it starts coming up. Well, nobody said that solar.
Why did you believe that?
Why?
Yeah.
It's a nut. It grows. It's one of the highest nuts.
Hey,
up in
Ed, that's not true about pine
nuts. What?
They can be
eaten
any time of day.
You call
it that.
Ronaldo,
right?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But it's neutral.
I
choose
it. But so you can't
eat
it.
Using it as a therapy.
You
don't
do it too often.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, so you can't do it all the time.
It's like full moon therapy. That means not all the time.
My aunt always used to make it like that. If she got in the room, so she made tea on it with
Hey, thank you. It's very good. What is that kind of long green?
It's
kind of crunchy like
seaweed.
Oh, that's seaweed.
This?
Yeah.
Why'd you bring up the Pope's salad? You haven't brought that up in years.
Because I was asking about how much. I want to know if the pump. Yep. Because of the trace minerals and all the lower mineral on its way. Because it appears like you're basically a heavier bonus.
With cyanide, is that an element? Or is that a group of set of chemicals too?
That's an element.
I think it's a group.
It's a group, yeah.
They've given that to me.
Hmm?
They've given that to me.
Mm.
Indole the cyanide. It's actually you can get cyanide in bad protein synthesis, malprotein synthesis.
Yep.
You end up with indoles and the cyanide situation.
Well, one thing's for sure, we all have too much.
Mm-hmm. It's a reaction of
protein. Didn't we all have too much? Pope salad?
Protein and root, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that the good thing that came out of it was that you said that it had given us all some kind of a special clean out to enhance different qualities of our work. No, that it enhanced certain qualities of the work, right?
Keeping your guts out always the best.
Did you stimulate some kind of immunity in the body?
Anytime you start breathing after an incident, you're immune.
So the better.
You have to eat meat, even more folk salad next time. Mm.
Immunity deficiency exists, and immunity efficiency exists. The dead man suffers from inefficiency, and the living man suffers from efficiency.
Well, can I tell them the rest of what happened? Mm-hmm. Can I tell them the rest of what happened? The part about how everybody got their life signs checked. Well, so some people went to the hospital, and Donna was one of them. And to make a long story short, the osteopath wanted to check everybody's life signs. You know, their pulse, their blood, their blood pressure, temperature. And there was an older woman there. There was a Dono. There was a young, healthy young man. There were a couple of other people, all different ages and age groups and both sexes. And everybody who was checked had the same pulse rate, the same blood pressure, the same blood. Everybody had the same thing. And they couldn't figure that out.
Why would that be so?
Well, about 10 years ago, I was present in the Donald School where they took his blood pressure, and it was 100 over 60, which is supposed to be, and it just doesn't occur at the so-called age. In fact, that would be a hard blood pressure to get, I imagine, for anybody.
I have it.
You have it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They say it can't be too low.
It never can be too low?
Well, it should be dead, it'll be real low.
Yeah,
I thought people with extremely low blood pressure. I thought they'd be real lethargic. Mine was real low at one time, and I didn't feel like moving around much. It was just really no energy or anything. It was low for a year. Now it's about normal.
Adonis is real low, and you try and keep up with him on a trip.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is necessarily so.
And mine's low, and I'm generally very energetic.
Remember the first class you mentioned 3 score 10? I don't know if it was ever brought up again. I mentioned that. Is that at that age, in 70, that the RNA, the DNA switches over to the non-eating?
Yeah.
Is it like 30 to knock it up, 30 to 60, 30 to clean it up, another 10? It's almost like a cocoon at the end of the stage. Mm-hmm.
Every person who's a grower and appears to have lived a longevity lifestyle has written over that book. There's that young lady who wrote that book over 200 years ago around the sun of Boulder, Colorado. You know? It's a nice young lady. She's over 200 revolutions. And she lives in Colorado. Western. She wrote this nice new book, Discovering the Story Message. Mm.
what's the name of that nice young lady, 200 Revolutions, that wrote that book in Colorado?
Mm, I don't know. They didn't tell us her name, did they? I don't think so. Or maybe it was an Indian name.
Well, she took a big look. She was 12 years old.
Mm.
And she wrote the book, Discovering the Eternalness of You. Or Eternally You.
Well, after what I've been through this morning, I'll be more than happy to hang around for 200 years.
Here's our napkins, Harry. Your sanitary.
Leave it down here, too, for Kleenex. Okay.
Good idea.
And the indigo we have bismuth. And the violet Serbian. You see him. Argon. Erbium. Dysprosium. In between the violet and the white, you have a purple. Mm-hmm. And we find bromine. Europium. Terbium. In the light, we find sonics. And between the white and the red is a magenta. We find lithium. Rubidium. Strontium. These are trace minerals so far assigned to the body in this particular time frame. No.
There are more, but we're not dealing with them.
These are set. And we're going to be constantly confronting them. See if you can name four of those trace minerals that you are familiar with every day. And the whole clock. That you have to have in your bag.
Iodine.
Iodine.
Selenium.
Chromium.
Niacinamide.
Chromium.
Niacinamide.
I said name four. I just said a whole. But you got to have constantly in the four.
Well, zinc would be one of them.
Selenium.
Zinc.
Zinc. Chromium.
Chromium.
Iodine.
The first one should be iodine. Mm-hmm. Remember that, because it controls the whole process. It's the only trace mineral that will control strontium 90 radiation burn. Mm. And whenever you have a explosion of a nuclear blast, the air is filled with strontium 90. And there's no way you're going to survive it without iodine. So they supply all people with iodine to reinforce them against the strontium 90 radiation. So the first thing you should remember or know for your health is the constant intake of iodine 3 times a day. Because initially, you start off in this world as a sperm, and with a marine life, with an ovum, it's an egg. Your body has to have iodine in its function. Called eat now, pay later. It's the only mineral that will get you through radiation. Mm-hmm. So they call that in the biblical time the Christ in man. Mm-hmm. When everything else will let you down, iodine will bring you through. Mm-hmm. So it insulates you against the worst reaction of the trace minerals known as nuclear reaction. So iodine is first, then the next one is what? And portable.
Chromium.
Zinc.
Zinc. Zinc is the second one.
That's what you need to get to see what you have.
Zinc is the trace mineral for vitamin A.
So if you say that the basic trace mineral in the core of vitamin A, and then when you're listing vitamins in the order of their importance, you're going by A, B, C, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So a vitamin is something that is intrinsically essential to your life. And A is very important for your existence, 3 times a day. When it comes to your sight, you can't function if you can't see. So in the morning, you need vitamin A. It contains zinc. In the middle of the day, you need vitamin A. It also contains zinc. in the evening, you need vitamin A. It also contains zinc. Now, if you are a person as a pilot trying to fly a plane, and they said you have night blindness, you can't see good in the dark, what food do they give you for your sight?
Carrots.
It contains what?
Vitamin A.
Vitamin A, and therefore they call the vitamin A zinc. So you see right away, the zinc is from night blindness with a carrot. Now what is day blindness? When you get up in the morning, you start driving the car, and the sun hits your eye and the glare, and make you feel like.
What is that?
I asked if he knew because he had to drive the car early in the morning with eyes, exposed his eyes to the glare of the light.
Glare.
So that morning glare, so what kind of vitamin you need?
A.
So, who do
you
want? Pistachio.
Pistachio.
See, nature already grew it for you. You wouldn't know that until you had to eat it. So, all minerals are in the form of a food. And they grow three times a day to prepare your body to insulate you. So where will you get your vitamin A in the morning for your eyes? Alright. If you come to the middle of the day, you got the midday glare. You need vitamin A again. Where do you think you're going to get it for your eyes?
Pumpkin seed? Let's see. Grow above the ground.
Sunflower seeds. Yes. What? Sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds. Yes. Why?
Vitamin A.
I don't know. Calcium in the peptide. Peculiar thing about sunflower, it follows the sun. Even in the height of the day, it faces the sun.
We don't label things unless they got some quality. Our cultural language gives a clue to scientific facts.
Sunflower.
So when the early man saw the sunflower, he knew it had to have certain substances to help him to offset midday glare. So it had vitamin A, which contains the zinc in the seed of the sunflower plant. So he had the sunflower seed for the midday glare. Then when it came to nighttime, you have to find something for nighttime. So you can't find it on a tree, you can't find it on a bush, you'd have to find it underneath the ground where darkness is. So you found it in the form of a what? Now remember, you said carrot. How do you rate gold?
How do I rate gold? Well, I like gold. But how do I rate gold for the body?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an essential trace mineral.
I don't buy gold by what rate?
By the pound.
What weight and what size?
You buy a 12-pound bar. You buy a 12. If somebody gives you a ring, you say, how many?
Carrots.
Well, that's the rate. See, you go by the carrot rate. So that's the same thing for your eyes. You rate your ability to interact with the carotene. Now, in his store, beta carotene. You ever eat beta carotene, Mr. Vance?
Carrots.
What does it contain? What does beta carotene contain?
Vitamin A.
And what does vitamin A contain?
Zinc.
So is vitamin A beta carotene or is zinc the core of vitamin A? Which is the core of beta carotene?
Zinc.
You know, the banana is not a banana peel, no matter how you try. you can tear the card to bits and label all the different levels of it to satisfy what you're looking for. That'll isolate one little mineral, and that mineral is the core, and that is vital to the cognition. So zinc is vital to what now?
The vitamin A to live.
Zinc is essential to what?
Absorb vitamin A.
It's eyesight. Now repeat it. The eyesight. Good. So if your eyes aren't functioning, you are not absorbing and moving zinc through that area of your body on time.
In fact, Adana, I figured out something about the so-called disease called presbyopia, or old age. Your lens gets old and hard. But I realized that that hardness is most likely carbon dioxide. And since zinc is totally necessary for you to yawn, all of this is a clearing up of the carbon
now
dioxide.
Now you get this on fast because you've already done it for Russia. There is nothing new to do. Now, a mineral moving on time performs a normal function. Too soon, it's called what?
Hyper.
Too late?
Hyper.
Good. Now, listen carefully. There are two diseases the human eye suffers from. One is called cataract, and the other is called glaucoma. Which one is hyper and which one is hypo? In the zinc.
Glaucoma is hypo.
Catter means slowed down. It's clumped up.
I would
not moving, not acting.
Because
zinc is a free radical eliminator. I would think that the cataract would slow down, the glaucoma would sped up, and that's why you get pressurization in the glaucoma.
Yes.
While cataract is a hardening, which is a hypo.
It's crystalline.
Yeah. So one of the pressurization, it has
to what?
The cataract. The hardening?
Yes.
Well, it's
yeah, sure,
it's slowing down. Glaucoma is a pressure.
Glaucoma is a suspension.
You get pressure.
Of the GLA.
You cut out the glaucoma because it's accumulated too much blood.
Really?
Yeah. You cut out a cataract because it's got too much fluid. Like a cataract is like a flush. That's what they call cataract. Look up your dictionary.
Yeah, cataract in the river.
So, and a glaucoma is a solid rock. It glaucomatizes, so it hardens up. It gets rigid and blocked.
That's because of the pressurization, okay.
And which one of the two is it now? Hyper or hypo?
Glaucoma is hypo.
And glaucoma is hypo. And cataract is hyper.
Ooh, that's what
it
says.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, where do you find them in this, on the eye?
Where do you find them?
Well, now, you're an iridologist. What part of the eye, on the inside of the eye or the outside of the eye, you find cataract?
Well, it's some kind of lens.
The cataract's in the lens, so you could say it's inside the eye. Cataract forms in the in the lens. Actually, there's several forms of cataract, and they form in different parts of the lens. Some on the inside, some on the outside of the lens.
They're still the result of a malfunctioning bladder. Mm-hmm.
And glaucoma's gallbladder.
Yeah, that's all. Mm-hmm. And why do you think it's malfunctioning there? Because it's full of what? Black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
This is now what?
Glaucoma.
Zinc.
Zinc is in black pepper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, friend.
In that
well, you crush it up, so you what? What did you do to the zinc? You couldn't make it dissolve in your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to dissolve in your gallbladder, because the gallbladder is like an oyster. And the zinc gets in there in the form of a peppercorn. The silicon around that zinc isn't breaking down, so it stays in there and it forms of God's thought. But you take the peppercorn, you put it in a sack or a bag, and you boil it in your sauce or your soup or anything, and all the zinc will left. You emulsify it in the soup. But the silicon will stay inside of the crystal. So if you don't crush it up, you have no danger from peppercorn. The moment you crush it up and you put it in your food, you've had it, you're going to get the gallstone.
And
therefore the glaucoma is going to be a residual condition of a blocking gallbladder. Optometrists know it, but they don't talk about it because it's what would happen to their business. So if you come back to the four most important trace minerals, number one is iodine against the nuclear reaction. Number two is the zinc for the ability to focus to the eyes. Now give it to the other three.
Selenium.
Selenium. Where you find that in what?
Vitamin E.
Vitamin E. Why do we need vitamin E?
For longevity.
Good. So then that E is energy. E is what? Emission?
Oh, reproduction.
Oh, then if you want your vitamin E, you need your selenium. So your body is based to move on the harmonic balance. And a dead man is harmonically what? Flat. And a living person is what?
Shut up.
Would you hope it to be harmonically
harmonious?
Flat and sharp don't exist.
He said a dead man was harmonically flat.
Is that
harmonically flat? A live man would be harmonically sharp.
Right.
That's all there is to it. If you want to be alive, you have to be harmonically flat.
Yep.
You have to be harmonically sharp, you have to be harmonically balanced. And you have to have it three times a day. Because your hormones control. Now, when God made you, what was the first thing he told you to do? Just relax yourself. And then to have dominion over the universe, but don't try and own it. There's a dictionary, look at that one.
Dominion. Rulership. Dominion.
No, it's not rulership.
Not exactly.
Like masterful without tyrannal.
Dominion.
Like a guide, not a guide.
Must be related to domain. In group, domicile, home. Dominion.
Rule or power to rule.
Power to rule.
Yeah. Is it own?
Nope.
An element can't own another element. And an element was chosen to put you together as a male or a female mechanism. And you only can do one thing with your togetherness is reproduce yourself. So, functionally, elements are harmonically set three times a day because they are intrinsically called organ. And we know organ is literally taken from the Greek word meaning sound.
Organums. Is the word that the Greeks gave any instrument that produced a musical sound, any instrument.
Yeah.
then we got the word organ.
Yeah, and to take the other word, cymatic. The ability to what? Transplant the sun?
Cymatic.
With cymatic in color?
Cymatic is a sound transplanting. When you transplant sound.
So
your body is already working with minerals to operate for the hormonal balance and the longevity balance in the vitamin E, utilizing what trace minerals?
Sun.
Selenium. So you remain what, slender or fat? Yeah, so when you want to do weight loss, what kind of vitamin E?
Yeah.
Interesting phenomenon. And where your best selenium comes from? Good. See how fast you learn already?
What about middle of the day selenium? Or sheep? And then blue sheep.
You named it the valley. Blue sheep in the middle of the day and garlic at night. Wake up in the morning now. You need two times a day.
Almonds.
And what about black walnuts?
That's iodine. Black walnut is full of iodine.
So, you need it in the morning, noon, and night. Eat now, pay later. You're only put it back to faster. Surprise yourself. So, we've got four, or we got three.
Three.
Now we need one more.
Cobalt.
Cobalt
the center of B12.
I know that we come, as I said before, a massive fire at a very important area. What's the chromium? Where do you find that one?
You can find it in very easy.
I know if you don't.
But which vitamin is it? Which vitamin
is it? It's a vitamin, yeah.
Vitamin.
Well, this is the research. You got your A, you got your B, and you got your E, right? Those are your four basic, important trace minerals for your function. Now, if those four muck up and make you sick by putting it in the wrong time, or too soon or too late, you need another vitamin with a mineral to stabilize it. What vitamin would that be?
To
stabilize A, B, and E. If they got two
C. Vitamin C. Yeah, but that's iron.
I didn't ask you for the mineral. I asked for vitamin. Don't you hear what I'm talking about? I said, what vitamin is going to stabilize the malfunctioning of the three mineral vitamins? A, B, and E. What other vitamin will stabilize it?
Vitamin C.
Now, what is the core of vitamin C?
Iron.
Now listen to what you just said. Iron. Is that a trace mineral or a basic mineral?
Basic.
Now look at what we're talking now.
And it's going to be chromium.
Can be chromium. They won't do a dog on things. It takes a basic mineral to stabilize a what?
Trace mineral.
Congratulations, look at some facts now. Your body gets toxic from the other three, you know.
Yes, too much.
But you never got enough of what? Vitamin C. So iron is a basic mineral. And there is no way you can have
a healthy person with iron poor blood. Their children in the grave. And women should know that very fast every 38 days while they're sick and dying out. But what kind of blood?
Menstrual blood.
Blood.
What is the need of blood?
Not enough iron.
Not enough what?
Iron.
How you lose it?
Through menstruation.
Through the menstruation, they lost the blood.
Right.
And the iron went out with it. So how do you put it back?
Tomato juice and
black pepper. You were told that already in the very first class one. How do you put that iron back into your body with the vitamin C?
Tomato juice and black pepper.
Did you hear what you said? Tomato juice and blackstrap molasses restores your iron back immediately to your system.
That's true. I did that after donating blood, and then I went back and had them check my iron count, because they said your iron count will be low, and I said, no, it won't. I'll be back in 2 hours.
And they looked at you kind of puzzled.
And they were going to make me drink orange juice, and I said, no.
I know what they'll give us.
Well, they know that orange juice is vitamin C.
Yeah, but not in the afternoon.
I know, but the least they know about the iron and vitamin C
doesn't do any good in the afternoon.
I'm well aware of vitamin C present in an orange. I'm well aware of vitamin C present in a grape. I'm well aware of vitamin C present in a tomato. I'm well aware of vitamin C present in a glass of tequila. Or a glass of vodka. Well, when would you take a margarita?
Between 12 and 1 in the night.
And when would you take a Bloody Mary?
Between 12 and 1 in the day.
Congratulations. Now you know how to use your vitamin C to save your life before you get. But don't say you're a teetotaler. Paul will laugh at you by the very way. Because he told his own dumb cop student, Timothy, take a little for your stomach's sake, not for your brain's sake. Yeah, I'm familiar with Mr. Timothy.
Oh, because you're Timothy.
Yeah, I heard something. Yeah,
I told myself. He's
Timothy and Jesus Christ. He's really coming. Oh. Who? Mr. Leo over there. Oh.
Yeah, this
is your kid. Timothy. And my other brother who'll go muck himself up in Turkey. You know him?
You mean
Green Hunter? No. He was my student.
Really?
He was my brother, though.
Oh, him? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, Robin, really?
Yeah. Well, we were together trying to save, Middle Eastern people by the name of Jesus Christ, and Brother Paul says, take a little while, you jerk it. Well, we're teetotalers, we take a vow. One of the brothers, that makes sense.
But Timothy, what happened to Timothy?
Hmm?
What happened to Timothy?
He had to come to the patient.
What did he do?
Hmm?
What did he do?
He was the last to have had the technique handed to him by Paul for the medication. And he died from dysentery. A young man by the name of D-A-D-A-J-I. We discovered the technique 1,000 years ago.
I'm
thinking of the technique.
Not
clear? No, it's called that today.
What do they call it then?
Oh, I know the name. Wait a minute. Polygamy.
Polygamy is the study of birth, of having a baby. Polygamy is the study of organizing people to have the right baby.
Eugenics.
The science of polygamy is the science
breathing
of life and death.
That's DNA programming.
How do you spell polygamy?
That's why you pre-bird.
P-O-L-O-G-A-M-Y.
Today you know it as genetics.
But does that have to do with breathing? Are Krias? Are we changing? We're changing our DNAs when we do our breathing. Okay. Just a little. All right.
Yeah, you should know by now you can't do a single thing in this universe without breathing. When God cut the cord from the elements and gave the combination breath of life, what do you tell that combination to be?
Go forth and multiply.
So that's what?
Yeah, breathing and regeneration.
So did you see how the two can't be separated from each other?
Well, how come so many people don't want to have babies anymore?
Because they're entering the Aquarian cycle. They've had their Piscean cycle.
And we won't have babies in the normal way anymore, will we? We ought to get them in while they can.
They were in generation then, and now they're in regeneration?
That's right.
That's great.
That's well put, yeah.
Boy, I love
it. See, you've got to have Aquarian rising.
You see, why we have this sex is not only for the regeneration or generation. It's for the realization that the organism revitalizes itself through an electromagnetic field. But since we don't know how to do it consciously, we only have physical organs to work with. So when we abuse the physical organs, other people came along who were supposed to be called wise men in that particular time frame when the planet is going around the sun and the sun is going around another planetary system. So the wise men who appeared at that time gave their approach to resolve the problem by saying avoidance. Do the avoidance. The dance of avoid or avid. Now, you know of any more avid person dancing than the one who beats his chest and says, in the name of the Lord, I'm going to do my thing right now? Look around. Who are the most dynamic converters for this God? Those who abuse or those who avoid him? They call it celibating.
The abusers.
Of course, they have to abuse it before they watch.